And we welcome you back to Penguin Playbook. As always, we are presented by Southwoods Health. At Southwoods, it's not just about the treatment, but how you're treated. Southwoods, proud to be locally owned and operated by the Maransky family and area physicians. My name is Dre Smith, here with you at Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman, our final show here in Boardman before we transition to Austintown next Monday night. Also, we'll have a full slate of games for you coming up. YSU men beginning a three-game homestand this week as the YSU women will be back on the road down at Robert Morris before a home game on Sunday. Thanks to Rob Schmidt and the YSU men's basketball program for taking us through hour number one of our program tonight. We'll be with you up until 7 here talking YSU women's basketball. We will be joined by one of the new members of the YSU women's basketball program, Director of Creative Content and Event Specialist Chloe Whitlock will join us later in hour number two. We'll also talk to junior forward for the Penguins, Paulina Hernandez. But to begin hour number two of our program here tonight, as always, joined by the head coach of the Penguins, Melissa Jackson. Coach, thanks as always for your time. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Dre, how are you?
Doing good. And I know coming off a disappointing result Saturday, but as we look at your team, 13-6 overall, 6-3 in Horizon League play, still winners of six of your last eight. I know a 61-52 loss against IU Indy on Saturday was tough to swallow, but really got to keep in perspective where this team is, I think. Still a young group that's learning how to do this whole thing here, heading into the back half of Horizon League play. So as you've gotten a chance to digest Saturday's game, get back to work here, what are your thoughts on your team right now as you get ready to head down to Robert Morris on Wednesday?
Yeah, I still love my team, right? So, you know, obviously coming off the loss, you know, I'll be honest, when you look back at the film and even in-game, very uncharacteristic of what this group has put together for the last couple of months. So we'll take it. We'll take the loss. We'll learn from it. You know, I don't think we played well at all for 40 minutes, you know, and credit IU Indy for some of that. And then, you know, for us, we just didn't have great response in game, and no excuses. You know, it's a loss, and hopefully it stung. We watched a lot of film today and had a wonderful, probably one of our best practices. So, again, this group, like I said, I love them. They respond really well. I'm excited, you know, to get another day tomorrow and prep for a really good Robert Morris game, because all these games are so important.
As we head into the back half of Horizon League play, obviously Robert Morris, a team we have not seen yet. It'll be the first meeting with the Colonials on Wednesday night. Coach, before we move into what lies ahead for your team, just looking back since the last time we talked, Danielle Cameron has really been playing well for you individually. She obviously had the electric second quarter there on Saturday where she made five straight attempts from beyond the three-point arc, scoring all of YSU 16 points in the second quarter, allowed us to trail by one at halftime. But Danny, looking at her numbers, she's been in double figures now in four straight, seven of her last 10, ranks in the top five in the league with 38 made three-pointers. She's up over 9 points per game now. And you said that break around the holidays really helped Danielle getting back to her game and some fundamentals, and it's really showed here over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I do. I think that break came at the right time. It allowed her to breathe. It allowed her to get back in the gym and, you know, work on her skill development. You know, it's crazy. She's still only a redshirt freshman, right? And, you know, it's January, and usually around this time you start to, you know, it's the grind of the season. But she has really come on here and been probably one of our most consistent, obviously, on the offensive end. And I think what I'm most impressed with is you're really seeing her versatility. Obviously, we know she can shoot the ball. She's, you know, one of our best shooters. But she's really starting to put the ball on the floor at the right times and make some really good decisions. And, you know, I think we talked about this, you know, the other day. We've been in some close games, you know, especially with some games where we've had a lead and people are fouling us. And Danny has really owned the role of being that inbounder and how important, you know, that person is to inbound the ball and have the responsibility of getting, you know, our best free throw shooter the ball in those end-of-game situations. And she's really owned that.
Talking with the head coach of the YSU women's basketball team, Melissa Jackson, here in hour number two of Penguin Playbook, live from Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman. We'll be with you up until about 7 o'clock talking YSU women's basketball here tonight to round out our program. Coach, as we look at Danielle's game, I got a chance to chat with her for a halftime interview ahead of the last game, and she really talked about the journey back from that injury last year. And I talked to Sarah about it at different points as well, and just the challenges that come with that, not only the physical challenges, but the mental challenges and working back from a serious injury. And she really credited the resources that your program, your staff, and YSU provided her during that time. So how proud are you of the way those kids have really, you know, come back from something that is not easy at all, you know, on different fronts to really contribute in a meaningful way this year?
Yeah, you know, really proud of it. Proud of them, proud of our program, proud of our coaching staff, like you mentioned. You know, the resources that we have here at YSU, the things we do internally, you know, that people don't get to see. We really truly are a family, and that's one of our core values. And I know a lot of programs talk about family and say they're a family, but for me, it's always been from day one, you know, how do you treat people when they hit adversity or when something tough is going on in their life? And when those kids, you know, had those season-ending injuries, we really wrapped our arms around them. I think it's a big reason why they returned to YSU. I think it's a big reason why they love it here, and also why you're seeing so much success from them both on and off the court.
We talk about Danielle Cameron, of course, suffered that injury in game number 2 last year. Sarah Baker went down in game number 9 last year, and Sarah had maybe her most complete performance in a huge win down at Wright State. Talk about that a little bit, Coach, as that, of course, has happened since we met here on Penguin Playbook. That was last Wednesday night, a 78-67 overtime victory over the Raiders at the Nutter Center in Dayton. And Sarah's career highs of 25 points, 11 rebounds for her first career double-double, 11 for 16 from the field, some big assists late to help facilitate that win in overtime. Just talk about her performance and the way your team responded and came back to get a big win at Wright State last week.
Yeah, she was cooking, right? That was probably fun to call.
It was
fun for me as an offensive play caller to keep running plays for her and go down that sheet. All right, okay, let's run this, we'll throw in this, okay. You know, and she delivered. And obviously, it's a full team effort, you know, but we really needed that spark and that inside presence. And again, we've talked about Sarah, you know, I think multiple times, and her versatility and how she can score on the low block. She can really, you know, hit that 15 to 18 footer. We have, you know, aspirations to get her out to 3, you know, this off season. I think she'll be really good at that too. We're going to continue to grow her, but it was really to see her have like a big time breakout game, and we needed it. And then obviously for her to have the poise, you know, to pass the ball to her dynamic duo, Sophia Gregory, with those big assists, you know, was, you know, awesome to see and a big win for our team.
In that win at Wright State last Wednesday, Sophia Gregory, 13.6 rebounds. Paulina Hernandez came off the bench to help give a big lift as well with her first double-double, 10 points, career-high 10 rebounds. We'll talk to Paulina a little bit later in our program. And Casey Santoro continued her steady play in that game with 18 points, went 9-for-9 from the free throw line to help seal it late. She went over 300 career assists in the win over IU Indy on Saturday. Coach, another player that has seen obviously increased time here as of late is freshman guard Brooke Atkins. She's played 89 minutes now over the last 6 games after playing just 32 over the first 13 games of the season. What have you seen from your freshman guard as she's come in and tried to play a role for you off the bench, and really looks like she's growing game to game here for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think she's getting more comfortable. We moved her. You know, she was playing the 3 for us. You know, we moved her kind of into the 4 spot, you know, as Sophia's backup. You know, which is tough because you don't know how many minutes you're going to get, you know, depending on Sophia and her foul troubles. Could be a lot, could be a little, you know, but I think Brooke has really handled that and done a nice job. You know, you got to see in the Purdue-Fort Wayne game, I thought she was really solid for us defensively, had some big rebounds. You know, that's a lot of time in a big-time basketball game. You know, against IU Indy, you know, had 20 minutes, which is a lot of time for a true freshman. You know, and you got to see a little bit of her offensive game. You know, she can really stretch the floor. She's got great three-point range. But what I like about Brooke is she's really smart. She studies her scouting report. She knows the plays. Even in the short time that we've had to move her to that position, I think she's done a really good job of handling everything well.
For a player to be kind of, you know, have her minutes increase like that as the season goes along, how valuable can that be, not just in the future for Brooke, but even late in this year, as you get down to a tournament play late season, to see her grow like that? That experience can only be invaluable, I would think, as
it's
the season
huge.
Goes along.
Yeah, it's huge for all of them. You know, I had a bunch of film sessions today with multiple players, and we were talking about minutes and experience, and it's like we got Casey up here, we got Erica, and then we got everybody else down here, and you know, Brooke, you know, slowly getting some more minutes there. So again, still a very young group, but for Brooke to really get some meaningful time in big time conference games, I think this is going to be huge for her development and for her experience going forward.
Obviously, getting ready to head back on the road, not a long trip, down to Moon Township, Pennsylvania, for a game against the Colonials on Wednesday night. What does the week look like for your group? I know you mentioned Saturday you wanted to kind of get back to you a little bit, if you could, there with a couple days to work with between games. So what does the week look like in practice, and what are the biggest things that you want to focus on heading into another road challenge?
Yeah, we started our prep today. Obviously, you know, broke down the IU Indy film, watched some things that we can absolutely get better at. You know, some things that we can take from that game going into Robert Morris, not a ton because of the style IU Indy played, and we had to kind of be very different on Saturday, and I think it really threw us off. And again, no excuses, but we were much better today in practice because we were able to do a lot of things that we've been doing all season. So it's going to be a battle on Wednesday night. You know, they're, you know, high up there in the standings, as are we. All these games are so important. I think Robert Morris is very talented. They got some unbelievable individual pieces. I don't know if they've collectively kind of put it all together, which makes them very scary, but also very beatable. And so we're going there, just like, you know, the bounce back coming off of NKU with Purdue Fort Wayne. We are going there to win and compete and really give them our best shot. And I think it's going to be a hell of a basketball game on Wednesday night.
Looking forward to another road challenge against Robert Morris Wednesday night. As we talk with the head coach of the Penguins, Melissa Jackson, here on Penguin Playbook, we'll take break number one of hour number two of our program here tonight from Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman. When we come back, we'll continue talking with the head coach of the Penguins, Melissa Jackson. Get ready for Wednesday night's game against Robert Morris, and also look ahead to a home game Sunday against Cleveland State, as it'll be YSU Women's Basketball Alumni Day and Kids Day. So we will preview that a little bit as well. Look around the league and much more with Coach Jackson. Back with more of our program from Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman after this, Penguin Playbook on 1390 WNIO. And we welcome you back to Penguin Playbook, live from Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman here tonight. Want to remind you that the YSU men's basketball team will begin a three-game homestand when they host Green Bay this Thursday at 6:30. Area teachers can get general admission tickets for just $5 with a valid teacher's ID. Also, all active and retired military personnel can receive discounted tickets courtesy of NECA IBEW for tickets to Thursday night's men's basketball game. And throughout their homestand, call 330-941-1YSU or visit ysusports.com. As we continue hour number two of our program tonight, Rob Schmidt took us through hour number one talking YSU men's hoops. And we now continue talking to the head coach of the YSU women's basketball team, Melissa Jackson, as we work through hour number two of our program. Coach, looking ahead, we talked a little bit about the next game, which will be Wednesday night down at Robert Morris. 6 p.m. tip. We'll have the pregame coverage starting at 5:30 over on 570 WKBN as we'll visit the UPMC Event Center down in Moon Township, Pennsylvania. I know for the team, you like to get down there ahead of time and get settled, right? I know it's a short trip, but yeah, just to stay in that routine of being at a hotel ahead of the game, is it important to kind of stay in that rhythm as you move throughout a year and not change the way you do things?
It is, and you know, I think it's important to get in the facility.
Right.
So we'll do shoot around there, you know, so, and again, feel very blessed for a super supportive administration that allows us to do that, because I've been at places where you can't, right? And, you know, so, again, very grateful for that. But, yeah, we'll go down tomorrow night after practice. We'll get a good meal. We'll get a good night's sleep in the hotel. I sleep so well in hotels, Dre. And so I get to get up early and watch some film in the peace and quiet of the hotel room. And we'll get in the facility. We'll get some shots up and be ready to go for that 6 p.m. tip.
Yeah, a lot of fun down there Wednesday night. It's always a fun place to play. It is a really nice facility. Obviously new and not a ton of crowd support, but the Penguin fans, I'm assuming.
They will be there,
Fills it up, is the YSU fans. We're excited to have, hopefully, a good contingent of fans that come down Wednesday night to root on the Penguins. Looking at the Colonials, just three returners from last year's team that did reach the semifinals of the Horizon League tournament. First time for the Colonials doing that, and that was under first-year head coach Chandler McCabe, who has 11 newcomers this year, six transfers, a couple of which lead the team in scoring. Aislinn Malcolm, a Pitt transfer, senior guard, is over 13 points per game. And sophomore guard Miriam Traora, a Siena transfer, is over 10 points per game. And then, of course, we're familiar with Bailey Coons, a Mercyhurst transfer that's a senior forward at 9 points, 5 rebounds per game. She was a first-team All-NEC selection at Mercyhurst last year, averaged almost 20 points per game. So, Coach, a new-looking Robert Morris team that we'll see for the first time on Wednesday night.
Yeah, a lot of new faces, a lot of talented individual players, you know, many of those that you mentioned. You know, like I said, I think a lot of great pieces. I don't know if they have fully put it all together, which makes them really scary. But I think it's a good matchup for us. It's definitely going to be a battle in the post and who can stay out of foul trouble first, because their posts are very foul prone, and right now ours are too. So, you know, we watched some more film today on that, and the importance of that, you know, I think that's going to be a big key to the game, honestly, you know, joking aside. So, you know, a lot of respect for their program. I think they've done a really good job in the portal, you know, and a lot of experienced players that have had great careers at other places and, you know, now are trying to finish them out at Robert Morris.
RMU with their 11 newcomers, obviously a lot of talent, as you mentioned, picked second in the Horizon League preseason poll heading into the season. They're 12-6 overall, 5-4 in Horizon League play, but the Colonials have dropped 3 of their last 5 games, fell by 7 at Cleveland State yesterday afternoon. That Cleveland State team playing a lot better here at this point of the season. So, but Coach, one of the things I want to ask you about is two of their returners, I think, were really important in the games last year and were impressive. Senior guard Noah Gavon and graduate guard Jada Lee, who are still key pieces for the Colonials, even though they have a lot of new faces. What do they bring? They just seem like competitors in the backcourt for Chandler McCabe.
Yeah, I think Lee brings experience at that point guard and just some steadiness. Gavon loves to play against us. You know, she's dropped 20 both games, so hopefully we can keep her in check. You know, she's coming off the bench right now, you know, was starting early on, but has moved out of the starting lineup and I think has accepted her role. You know, she seems like she's doing a good job with that, but we really need to key on her, definitely, you know, because I think she's a kid that has confidence against us. So, but you're right, you know, two returners that have done a nice job in year two and you know, continue to move them forward.
Talking with Melissa Jackson, the head coach of the YSU women's basketball team here on Playbook, live from Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman. Coach, looking at the numbers as a team, the Colonials look to be pretty stout defensively. Fourth in the league at just over 60 points a game allowed per game. Second in field goal percentage defense. Second in rebounding margin. Second in block shots behind our squad. Very similar.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to add. Is this a group that sort of is pretty gritty on the defensive end, but very talented offensively as well?
Yeah, they are. You know, they have good size. I will say that. You know, they have really good size at the wings, a little bit bigger than ours. You know, their posts are very similar. You know, they definitely can run with two posts, you know, so they'll be able to match us inside. Like I said, it really will be interesting to see who gets in foul trouble and who can, you know, be disciplined there. But they are, you know, I think they're solid defensively. They definitely have a few deficiencies. You know, we'll see a little bit more of a traditional man-to-man, nothing like we saw on Saturday. So I think that our group, you know, will handle that very well. But I do expect them to pressure us. You know, I think, you know, teams that have beaten us, when you look at the teams that have had success against us, they've gotten in our grill. They've pressured us. They've not allowed easy entries. So we spent a lot of time on that today. You know, I don't think we're going to be able to fix it overnight, but I think we got a little bit better today, and hopefully we'll be a little bit more mindful on Wednesday night.
As you said, Coach, should be a great game Wednesday night down at Robert Morris. Penguins Colonials, 6 o'clock tip Wednesday night at the UPMC Event Center in Moon Township. And again, we'll have the call for you at 5:30 pregame on 570 WKBN. Coach, as we look ahead a little bit before we meet again in Austintown next week at Quaker Steak and Lube on Penguin Playbook, you will be back at home on Sunday to host Cleveland State at 1 o'clock. And before we talk about the Vikings and how they've been playing a little bit better and our win over them back in late December, it'll be YSU Women's Basketball Alumni Day on Sunday. Also, Kids Day presented by Raising Cane's and Austintown Bounce. There'll be post-game autographs presented by Texas Roadhouse of Niles as well. First, I know building and continuing to connect with that alumni base is so important to you and your program. So how excited are you to welcome back some former Penguins and continue to build that relationship with alumni on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, I think we're going to have a great turnout. You know, kudos to our assistant, Courtney Davidson, who's in charge of our alumni relations and continuing to build that. We've had, you know, great relations probably over the last, you know, year and a half, you know, with many of our alums. They've come back for homecoming. They've come to practice. We anticipate, you know, 18 to 20 alums coming back on Saturday, you know, so very, very excited about that. We have some fun festivities planned. We're doing a reception at the Varsity Club Saturday night after the men's game, and then obviously inviting them to shoot around as well as a pregame reception. We're going to have Chelsea Olson, who's a Youngstown great, speak to our team at shoot around. They don't know that yet, but I think she'll have some good words for them. Right. Obviously, you know, she had a great career here and won a lot of basketball games. So really excited about what we're doing, you know, as a program, you know, with connecting our alums. And I know they'll be excited to cheer us on Sunday.
Be fun to see some former familiar faces who are former Penguins and still proud Penguins. And I thought it was impressive, Coach. I got a chance to get over to one of your alumni events pretty early on after you got here. And there was a lot of alumni even then, you know, early on in your tenure here. And you've made that an effort. And I think it speaks to the support that everyone feels for this program. And, you know, it'll be fun to see them on Sunday back to root on the Penguins. But how important was that? As you come in, it's always different when there's a coaching change. Obviously, it's there's a shift and a lot of former players that played for previous coaches. But how fun has it been to kind of see that smooth transition and have people continue to support you and your program now with you leading?
You know, they've been so welcoming to me and our staff and obviously our players. And so they've made it really easy because sometimes that's not always the case too. But, you know, I think we've done a good job of connecting with them and, you know, bringing them into our program as well. And I think, you know, Chloe, who's in charge of our social media, does a fantastic job. So a lot of them, you know, see us on social media and follow our program there. So I think that helps. But, they may have not played for me, but they're YSU Penguins, and right. we're all YSU Penguins. And right. so I want them back. You know, even if there'll be a couple there on Sunday that, you know, maybe have left, transferred, but they got their degree from YSU. So welcome, everybody, welcome them back, you know, and with smiles and faces on. So I'm excited, you know, to continue to grow that. And it's an important piece of building a program.
And you've given all the fans and alumni a lot to be excited about here in just year two. Obviously, it's been so much fun already this season competing here as we head down the stretch of the second half of Horizon League play. Coach, before I get a chance to ask you about where the league's at and how everything's sort of shaping up as we head into the back half of league play, we'll get a chance to talk to one of the newest members of your staff, Chloe Whitlock, here in your first year as the creative content director of creative content and being an event specialist as well. Chloe, it's been so fun to get to know her. She brings such a great energy to the program and has brought so much on social media with her photography and content creation and all the different work she does, helping out with events as well. But what's it been like to reconnect with Chloe? I know she worked for you at Akron previously, so how fun has that been, and what has she brought in her unique role here in her first season?
Yeah, I was really excited to be able to bring her you know, here to Youngstown. Obviously, you know, working with her at Akron, you know, we had a great relationship. You know, I know all the different things she can bring to our program, and she's a phenomenal person, you know, more than anything, and really have always tried to surround myself with great people who really can impact, you know, our young ladies in a positive way. And in the short time she's been here, I think she's done that. You know, the new era of college athletics is all about NIL and building your brand. And so Chloe has been able to really elevate our program in those areas. And again, you know, kudos to our athletic director, Ron Schrollo, for allowing me to be creative with this position. And really, I think it sets us apart from anybody in the Horizon League, and really from a mid-major standpoint. So our players use Chloe for multiple things. You know, a lot of them are, you know, in the NIL space, and she does a really good job of managing that. And then our players do a really good job of taking care of their academics, taking care of their basketball, and then managing their brands as well.
Looking forward to chatting with Chloe Whitlock coming up, first year with the Penguins as the Director of Creative Content as well as an event specialist coach. Let's look around the league a little bit as we head into this week of play. Green Bay remains undefeated in league play. 10-0 are the Phoenix. They're on a 7-game win streak. Northern Kentucky, 7-3 after an 0-3 start in league play. They've rattled off 7 straight league wins as well. Penguins just a half game back of the Norse right there at third, 6-3 in the league. Purdue, Fort Wayne, Robert Morris, Cleveland State all bunched up at 5-4. Cleveland State's won 3 straight now, playing better after a tough stretch there to begin the league play. Oakland 3-5, IU Indy 3-6, and then Wright State, Milwaukee, Detroit Mercy all 2-7. Coach, it's coming down here as we make the turn and into the second half of league play. Just your thoughts on where things are right now as you continue to battle at the top part of that standing?
Yeah, nobody's safe, right? I mean, maybe Green Bay a little bit, right? They have a little bit of a cushion right now, but I don't think anybody's safe. I think there was a tweet out yesterday in women's college basketball. There were tons of upsets this weekend, you know, and again, I've been doing this long enough, and it's mid-January, you know, so it is the grind of the season. But and our league is tough, you know, from top to bottom. I think I've been animate about saying it. We've got great coaches. We got really good players. But I really think we have phenomenal coaches in our league that prepare their student athletes really well every single night, and you got to come ready to go. So, like I've told our team multiple times, we are going to get everybody's best shot. We've positioned ourselves, currently tied for second place right now. We want to stay there, and hopefully, Green Bay trips up. I don't know if they will, but we can't worry about that. We got to just take it one game at a time, and these games are so, so important for seeding. And I don't know if our young group fully understands that yet, so we're trying to educate them without putting pressure on them. Can be challenging, with such a young group.
Absolutely, Coach. And fun to be playing meaningful basketball in mid-late January. It's already been a lot of fun. I know there's a lot of big games coming up, and we're excited to see where it all heads. Coach, thank you as always. Before we let you go, how's the family doing? How's the Jackson crew?
If anybody sees my husband on Sunday, he might need some love. We've had some sickness through the house. Mom has been recruiting all weekend, so please show him some love on Sunday. So
he's the best.
Just say that. So
got a chance to chat with him earlier this year. You need to chat with him more.
He's yeah.
Fun guy.
He's
to talk
a great
to.
Guy. Great
he's
guy.
Into the team. I mean, you talk about someone who is invested.
I just hope he can watch the national championship game in peace tonight.
Plans, predictions for that? Are you watching film?
Shane is an IU alum. She got her master's there, so we've heard all about that. Logan went to JMU, so there's the Curtinetti connection. I have a lot of family friends, obviously Bernie, that played for the U and a few others. So I don't know. I just hope for a good game.
Right.
Yeah. Not a blowout. I don't want an IU blowout.
It's the way it's been going. You never know.
We'll see.
It's been fun, but we'll try and catch a little bit of that tonight, Coach. No, you got a lot of work to do, and we'll get down to Moon Township here tomorrow for the game Wednesday night at 6:00 against Robert Morris, then be back home 1:00 Sunday to host Cleveland State on Alumni Day and Kids Day at Zidane Family Arena at Bagley Center. Coach, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate you, and we will catch up again before we get down to Moon Township.
Great. Thanks, Trey. Go Penguins.
That is the head coach of the YSU women's basketball team, Melissa Jackson. We'll step aside. When we come back, we will talk to a member of the staff for the YSU women's basketball program, first-year director of creative content and event specialist Chloe Whitlock will join us when we continue Penguin Playbook after this on 1390 WNIO.